Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
Hi, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM, CJSF, and you're listening to Young Artist Bedroom. I'm Vincent.
And I'm Yo.
Next up is Cape Town by the Young Veins.
Cape Town.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Hi, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM at SFU in Burnaby. I'm Vincent.
And I'm Yael.
So today we're going to be talking about random ideas as a musician. So when I'm writing music, I'll usually start with an idea, but then I'll face a roadblock, and then I'll get another idea, another random idea that's different, and I'll work on that, and then I just keep going, skipping from idea to idea, and this really stops me from getting work done. Do you relate, Yael?
I can totally relate, honestly. I mean, I don't really write music all too much, but I feel like when I do try and like make little like practice licks for myself, like when I'm trying to like warm up to play a song, I always get these like little like sprinkles of like inspiration from random songs I listen to over the weekend and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is something a lot of young artists can relate to, just trying to get your sound and you're experimenting, but a little bit too much. Sometimes we need to all lock in and just work on one project and get it done and see it through to the end. Anyways, the next song we're listening to is by the Western Bloc. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. The song you just heard was To Be Loved by Mauled. So today we have our guest, Mr. Pepe, the music program teacher who brought us here.
Hello.
So what is your story about randomness?
I get to see lots of randomness at work. So these two wonderful students, Yale and Vincent, they're part of my music production program at Burnaby North, part of the Burnaby School District. So I see little chance interactions happen, and then those chance interactions turn into wonderful musical ideas. It's almost random. I remember this one time I was walking through a practice room that leads into our control room that leads into another classroom. So when I got into the practice room, there are two students playing, Bruno and Charbel. You could hear Charbel on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Anyways, those two were playing drums, and a third student walks in, Rylan. He's like, oh, I just came to say hi. And then, no joke, about 5 minutes later, like, they just wrote this banger. Like, it was so good. They were playing around, but that almost random encounter and that playing grew into an exceptional piece of music.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of times we come up with great music just off the cuff like that. Yale, do you have something similar to say?
Not really, but I can relate to the cooperation of all of it, it's always a good exercise just to like share ideas with your friends. I'm not even just saying like for music here, like just in general, but I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think you raise a good point. When I'm making music alone, I have a slower pace than when I'm making music with friends. It's easier to just get the song out compared to at home alone, because when someone's playing rhythm or lead and then I'm playing something to accompany them, I have something to work off of. I have more to go off of to get that song made compared to when I'm alone.
Well, I've witnessed you do that, Vincent. I remember there's one class, I can't tell you what the exact day was, but I walked, I think, into the choir room or walked by the choir room, and I'm like, oh, okay, Vincent's sitting there with so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then, not long after, I'm pretty sure it was you and Marcus, are all of a sudden are just like, there's so much fire coming out of your guitars because these riffs you guys are, putting together. To me, that was almost, pretty random, because I saw you just sitting there, like, not doing anything, probably just chatting, and then that turned into, some pretty nice riffs.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of it is our different genres coming together, because me and the other people in the programs, we all listen to different things. So they'll usually play some chords, and then I'll add octaves on top, because I listen to 2000s alt rock.
Perfect.
Octaves are a very common thing. But then it's different because the style of music they play doesn't usually incorporate that, and it's a unique flavor of music. And I'm sure we can all relate when we work with people, we get something we've never heard before, because it's a bunch of unique ideas coming together to make something great. Anyways, here's We're at the Top of the World by the Juliana Theory.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital work through our website.